Hello and welcome to the If You Ask Me podcast. I'm your host, Supreme Ndubisi, and with me here is my lovely wife,
Osham Ndubisi.
Thank you for joining us on this episode. Today we want to talk about the privacy paradox, part two. So in the last episode, we promised you that we would be, in my wife's words, taking down a giant of Silicon Valley, right? Okay. Yeah, we're fulfilling that promise right now. Without further ado, let me just recap the previous episode where we talked about this whole privacy shindig.
Yeah.
In the privacy paradox episode, we talked about how Apple's new update is not kind to Facebook, right? So Facebook wasn't happy about the update. Why? Because on iPhones, if you downloaded the recent update, now when you're using an app, the app would ask, the phone, your iPhone would ask you if you want this app to track your activities, right? Or if you want a website to track your activities. And if you say no, then that means that the app cannot track your activities and send, you know, your activity log onto the cloud or onto data giants like Facebook, right? So Facebook wasn't happy because, I mean, this is the kind of data that they make use of. That kind of data that they sell, you know, to small businesses and big businesses. And I mean, all you out there who run Facebook ads and Instagram ads, right? So,
which
yeah,
is all you out there.
All you out there now. What's my own? Am I part of them?
Okay. Let me cancel on any.
Right, I'm just kidding anyway. But yeah, that's the kind of information that Facebook needs in order to give you the best results when you run a Facebook ad or an Instagram ad.
Yeah.
Right. And of course, Facebook wasn't happy with that update. And Facebook started talking about how they're the big brothers of small businesses. That Apple is not taking this into cognizance. Apple doesn't care about small businesses.
Yeah.
Right. So that's where we left it. And now we were asking a question, a very poignant question, which is, in this whole matter, is Apple a saint? And I remember I said that Apple is a saint in the privacy arena. However, in some other aspect like treatment of workers, they might not be saints based on allegations that have been, you know, leveled against them over the years.
Yes.
Right, but new information has come to light, and that's the information I want to share. You know, I'm a big man, you understand, so I'm not afraid to, you know, swallow my words when I'm shown the light, and that's what I'm going to talk about right now. Okay, so I recently saw online that Apple has been in cahoot with the Chinese government.
What's cahoot?
Oh God, they have been in bed together. Bad example. Oh God, help me.
We've been in bed together.
Yeah, we've been doing business together. And in summary, what happened was, dan da da da, short story. So Apple went to China. First of all, they did their research and they found out that if they went to China was already creating the atmosphere that would help their business
thrive.
Like that scale of Apple is a mammoth. So there are only few countries. I think right now it's only China that could have given them the scale of support that they needed, you know, paved the expanse of land that they needed, the kind of factories that they needed, the number of workers that they needed. And, you know, at that time, China was just opening up to the world. China made it a point of duty. They wanted to be, you know, an industrial world power. So they were opening up, and they opened up to Apple, right? Mm-hmm. So Apple started assembling, you know, their iPhones there, started assembling their Macs there. About 95% of Apple's devices are assembled in China, just for you to know. And every year, Apple makes about $55 billion from China
alone.
Right. That's the most that any American company makes from China. Right. So as they were doing this whole business, everything was good and fine until China started passing some interesting laws that didn't help didn't help Apple's cause. Now,
didn't align with their values.
Their values, their core their values.
Privacy values.
Which is privacy, exactly. So, what do we mean by that, right? Now, users on iPhone, users on the Mac are protected, are highly protected. And how Apple did this was, they stored your data. If you're an iPhone user on a Mac user, they store your data on their own private servers. They're not fishing it out to anybody. They're not farming it out to any other person's server. It's on Apple's servers, you know, highly encrypted.
And it's really so. And how you know that they actually take privacy risks? Because I remember when Osh Poppy was arrested.
Yeah.
I think he used an iPhone. And then they kept saying, you can't have this guy's information because it
will
go
against laws. Although in the US they give law enforcement agents, they've given over 10,000 people's data for law enforcement investigations. Yeah. I believe it was when they were pushed to the wall anyway. Yeah. But it looks as if I'm playing devil's advocate for Apple. But really,
you're having bias.
It's not that I have a bias. I'm just putting the facts out there. These are facts. You understand? I'm not putting any sentiment to it.
The facts that look like bias.
Well. I can't help myself. As I was saying, right?
Please, if you know anyone that is giving MacBook Pro for free, we would greatly love to have one of those, or two maybe. We would really appreciate it. Because my husband loves MacBooks. So all this why you're saying you don't have bias. Say lie.
You know how to cut that part out, right?
It's lie. You can't cut it out.
As I say, Apple doesn't like giving people's data out, so they store this information on their own servers. But China passed a law that said that information or data gathered in China must stay in China. Which means that for Chinese users of the iPhone or Macs, of iPhones especially, you understand, iPhones especially, Chinese users, their data should not be stored on Apple's servers, which are based in the US, right? That the information should be stored in China. Now, Apple cannot go against the law of their own land in the US, which is that they are not supposed to offer, you know, user data to the Chinese government. And if they store it in China, it would be as good as that. So Apple, at the end of the day, decided that, okay, no problem, we'll store it here, but we would have control of it. And the Chinese government said, no, we will have control over that data. Of course, Apple was not going to create a data center and then hand it over to the Chinese government. So there's a Chinese company, I'll call them GCBD, go and Google it, GCBD, that is owned by the Chinese government as well, right? So the Chinese users' data has been ceded, given to these guys to handle, right? Apple now said, okay, even if these guys are holding this data, the keys to decrypt the information, we want to hold on to those keys in the US. Chinese government again said, no, those keys have to be stored in China. So the information and the decryption keys are there. So Apple tried again to play another fast one, which is, okay, no problem, if these guys are going to hold on to it, there's a security software that they want to use. It's a high grade encryption software that they planned to use. That's what they use anyway for other parts of the world, right? They said let them, you know, keep using it in China. Probably they will give it to this GCBD company. Unfortunately, China said, no, we want a low grade encryption software, of course, the kind that they can break into easily. You understand? All this I'm telling you are facts, right? I would link the article below. I just brought out the facts for you guys to know, right? And the Chinese government, of course, refused. They don't want high grade encryption software. They don't want all that. They want the kind of encryption that they can break into easily.
Because they're nosy. Like,
they're very nosy.
They always want to keep tabs on their people. They always want to know what's going on.
Right.
They always want to be aware of things happening.
And for you to know the scale of the surveillance going on in China, you have to know that between 2017 and now, Apple has had to take down 55,000 apps from the App Store in China. 55,000 apps. And these apps...
When my husband told me that, it didn't really click in my brain until he said, imagine that you wake up one day
yeah.
and then your favorite app just vanishes from your phone. Like, you can't find it in the Play Store, you can't find it anywhere, it's just not there anymore. I just thought about my Evernote app.
Exactly.
Hey, like, I just couldn't imagine. Like, wait, I'll wake up and I will not see my Evernote app.
Or you see your WhatsApp. Like,
that's...
You see WhatsApp. No. People, there are people that are invested in WhatsApp, their lives. So some people run their businesses on WhatsApp, I mean. So imagine that you come and you can't find WhatsApp or you can't find Telegram, right? Because the Chinese government doesn't like, end-to-end encryption apps. So if any app that ensures end-to-end encryption, they don't like it, right? So that's why you don't have WhatsApp there. They have one other chat app there, but you don't have WhatsApp. They can't have Telegram. What are they doing with Telegram? Telegram is a highly encrypted. They can't use it. Signal, they can't use it. So end-to-end encryption apps, they don't want it. Foreign news agency apps, you know, they like spreading propaganda in their news. But once it comes to foreign news agencies that will tell the truth about what's going on and probably stuff about what's happening in China, they don't want those apps as well. Of course, apps that talk about homosexuality, gay dating apps, they don't want those apps too. and this one will shock you.
Because already, there's already like not it's in China now that they have like really low population of men, of women.
Oh yes,
because of the whole no family should have more than two children law,
yes,
or one child law policy or something like
that. Yeah.
So imagine that homosexuality and lesbianism apps get into the country.
I mean,
what's gonna happen?
They need
men
a lot.
Are going to start getting married to men.
I mean, they need a lot of bribes.
Already happening.
They need a lot. They need a lot. So if you're a woman, you want to get married, you can move to China right now.
There are lots of men.
Yeah. So back to what I was saying. Now, one of the apps that was taken down from the app store is the one for the Dalai Lama. I don't know if you know this Dalai Lama, the
meditation.
Tibetan meditation guru, like meditation a prophet guy. Of peace. Of course, the religious meditation app. They took it down. Really. Maybe it goes against their laws and all that. So back to how Apple got themselves muddled up in this whole matter. It's like they signed a pact with the devil, right? And in China,
and China guys were unveiling their plans like
little by little. You
so
understand?
They didn't come with the full transparent package
at all.
Yeah, they came and hid some things under some things. And, you know, now that you started to get a taste of $55 billion, it's hard to now start to pull out. It's just, $55 billion. You are a $1 trillion. Company
because of China, anyway.
Because of China, because that's where the bulk of
It was because of China that they got that valuation. When they started their business in China, boom, business.
And you rarely even see Chinese movies where they don't use iPhones. It's just there. Like, it's just, you rarely. There was one Chinese movie I watched, everybody iPhone, except the guys playing that were from a poor background. But aside that, every other person, iPhone, I was like, okay, now it makes sense to me.
So that's where it is right now. That's where Apple is. It's like they're on their knees, you know, to the Chinese government.
And then they're speaking about privacy, and then,
you know, so in other parts of the world, at the end of the day, what it looks like is this. In other parts of the world, Apple can uphold this, their privacy image, but when it comes to China, I'm sorry, they are not sent.
So now that it's now open knowledge that China does this, what's going to stop some other countries that also want to survey, like keep tabs on their citizens? What's going to stop them from, well, if they don't give Apple the kind of money that China is giving Apple?
It's not just, now when it comes to the Chinese and Apple's relationship, it's not just about the money. It's about the infrastructure, because like I said before, 95% of their devices are assembled there in China. Yes, the raw materials don't come from there, but the assembling is done there. They have at least highly affordable labor. They have the infrastructure, the warehouses, you know, their suppliers, thousands of suppliers and all that. Many of them in China.
Low labor.
Yes, so when you talk about cost, like cost is helping them there in China. So it's very, very cost effective. So at the end of the day, if you now say
high ROI.
Exactly. So if you say Apple should move out of China, what's going to happen at the end of the day? It's going to cost a whole lot. Like a whole lot for them to move out of China. I kid you not. Right. So it would be very unrealistic to say, well, if Apple can't keep to this, then they should move out of China. Do you understand? But if you have a better idea, please let us know. If you have a better idea of what Apple should do in this kind of situation, you can let us know. You can send an email to Apple, whatever their email is. But really,
no, that's assuming that they want to pull out of the whole deal. That's an assumption.
Of course, that's an assumption. I'm saying that if you have a better suggestion.
So privacy is a myth. It's not a myth.
It's not a myth per se, but
it's not. There's no privacy purist.
Same way you're dealing with. What do you mean? I'm a privacy purist. Yeah, I'm a privacy purist.
Even Apple gone.
Although I use Android, but I'm a privacy
even
purist.
Even Apple is a privacy purist.
Right. So, but really. It just goes to show you that there are factors that contribute even when you say you want to do a particular thing, you want to do a particular line in your business, in your work, right? From the very beginning, even though you have laid down certain thoughts, you've laid down certain conditions, you've laid down certain values that you want to abide by, there are certain factors at the end of the day that can just come up and sweep you off your feet, right? Yeah. That can drag the carpet off your feet, which is something like what is happening to Apple right now. And it's easy for us to say, you know what, guys, if your core value is privacy and China is making you not fulfill this, just pull out from China. And how much is 55 billion? Man, forget it. It's a lot of money. One, two, they have to pay staff. Three, a lot of people in China are going to lose their jobs if they pull out of China. You understand? And of which they can strong arm the Chinese government. This is just me speaking anyway. I mean, who am I? Do I have a company? No. But then, from a layman's perspective, this is me just, I mean, if you ask me at the end of the day, this is what I'm going to tell you. That if you want to protect your core value, well, probably you should move out. But if they move out, where are they going to find, you know, a factory that's going to churn out there's a particular one that they said produces about 500,000 per day. About 500,000 iPhones per day that assembles there in China. So imagine that scale. Where are you going to get workers that would collect the same money that they are collecting now and will produce at that scale, you know, with the same assembly line,
so
you know, machines? Yeah.
So I'm thinking of an alternative reality.
Yeah.
Let's say eventually they pull out. Does it mean that there'll be a hike in price of iPhones?
Well, probably. That's a story for another day, because it is said that the difference between the cost of producing the iPhone and what it's being sold for is humongous. It is said that Apple products are overpriced. I have not ascertained that. I have not confirmed that. But if they move out of China, there is likely to be a hike in the price of the devices.
Wow.
Because costs are going to rise. You understand? And what's to say? Now, hypothetically speaking, here's what's going to happen. They move out of China. They have thousands of suppliers in China. The Chinese government clamps down on those suppliers and says, don't supply to Apple even if they move somewhere else, right? Apple has to find another set of suppliers for their products.
Are you
saying what's going to happen?
If they succeed with the whole move, the Chinese government will replicate their product.
Exactly.
And so they lose the entire market and probably lose, I don't know.
They won't just lose the Chinese market,
they
right?
Lose.
They might lose markets elsewhere because, see,
China will not export.
Part of their suppliers, most of their suppliers, if you check, they have suppliers from everywhere. They have from Singapore, they have from Germany, they have from France, they have different suppliers from supplying different things, supplying camera. At a point, Samsung was supplying their screen, of which Samsung is Asian as well. So Samsung was supplying screens, but now LG is their biggest contractor for screen supplier for their screens, right? Both Asian at the end of the day. So It's a slippery slope, really. At the end of the day, it's just a slippery slope, right? So we just thought we should, like, let you know, right, that, yes, Apple, yes, they are propagating the message of, you know, privacy. They even released a video on their YouTube channel recently.
And turned off the comments.
Well, I do not know why they turned off the comments. Maybe they are trying to avoid vitriol and hate from coming in the comment section based on this recent news. Because it was after this news came out that they released that video. And I mean, a whole lot of people actually watched it. But then, man,
you can't make comments.
You can't make comments. You can't say anything.
So basically, by the way, I think that Facebook is behind all of this because I feel like it's vendetta. Like,
are you kidding me?
You did this to us. We're gonna show you.
Are you kidding me right
now? We're gonna show you that you're not the purest you claim to be. There's gonna be drama, bloodshed everywhere. My God. So they went and they dug deep into Apple's history. Like, we're going to find dirt on you.
Wow.
Yes.
Are you serious?
That's how I think about this. Yeah. And I may be right. In fact, there's like a 90% chance.
Are you kidding? Right. Where are you getting your facts from? I am not part of this. Just know that you can hear my voice, but I'm not here. I'm not here. She's the one who said that.
I'm just thinking, just in my mind, after watching too much Suits, like, I can't help it. It's what I've expected done to me.
Okay, but really, I mean, what's to say that it's not possible? I mean, these are the big boys of Silicon Valley. Anything is possible. Anything can happen. It's business. It's just pure business.
About
it's nothing
these
personal.
Things they show us in movies, they happen really.
Of course they do.
When you say, oh, you don't want it, okay, I'm going to find a way to strong arm you.
I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. All right, guys. That's been the show for us today. If you have any comments, if you have any suggestions, if you have any thoughts you want to share with us, of course, the links will be in the description. It's anchor.fm/thesupreme/message. That's if you want to send us a voice message. You want us to hear your voice, hear the intensity in your voice. Please send us a voice message. If you also want to send us an email, right, you can send it to supreme.ndbc@gmail.com or sham.ndbc@gmail.com or send a voice message to any of the links below and we'll probably play it in the next episode, you know, shout you out in the next episode, right?
Yeah.
So that's the show for us today. I remain Supreme and
Osham.
Yeah.
Osham. Bye. OSHM. Yes.